mobile money was quite taken off, but using it in websites was very new. E-commerce was very new as well. So the technology didn't exist. Now it's very different. But for me, as a young student trying to make ends meet, it became quite a challenge. So back then is when I realized that, okay, somebody has to solve this. And incidentally, I also had a huge interest in software. So I have a background in aerospace engineering. So very hardcore mechanical, electrical
Engineering.
engineering. But then I've had an interest in software since I was a teenager. So the stars just aligned and it seemed that, okay, this is something I should pick up interest in. But then my work in logistics didn't start until way later on. So I graduated in 2017. And then I think 2 or 3 years later is when I started building software for logistics. I'd run other software startups, but then at some point I realized that logistics is foundational to success in the entire industry, and it was the biggest problem that I could solve. So I decided to shift into logistics and focus on that as a team.
I want to drill down a bit more into exactly what the challenges and problems were. Can you share with us what some of these obstacles and experiences you had,
Sure.
especially running your e-commerce business?
Sure. I think fundamentally the problem is it's extremely disconnected and it's very legacy. An SME or a business that is trying to sell anything in this industry pretty much has to figure out all the logistics by themselves, right? There aren't any established players that you can truly trust to deliver your product from one end to another with high quality and low cost. It just doesn't exist. So that was the biggest challenge. You can't find a provider who you can reliably trust upon, right? Every business essentially has to figure it out themselves. So if I'm a student in Kenya City trying to sell something to Accra, I have to go to the bus station to give the package to the driver, give a phone number to the driver. When he gets to the other side, if my timing is right, I call the driver, ask if he's arrived, get my customer to pick up the package from the bus station, or get a driver to pick it up. It's very complicated, right? Whereas in the West or in the East, it's as simple as putting a postage stamp on it, puts it in a box, and it gets to your customer, right? So those were some of the challenges we were facing. It wasn't a matter of infrastructure. The services are just not connected, and they were super legacy. There wasn't any technology to point to. You'd have to do things by phone call, WhatsApp, and just hope things get to the other side of the country. So those are some of the challenges I was facing.
Opportunities.
And prior to you and your colleagues starting Swoove, were there no, did you know of any attempts at solving some of these solutions or finding, some sort of tool to connect these systems like as you described them?
So this was 3 years ago. So not really. At that point, I think there's this funny thing that you start noticing things when you start looking for them, right? So when I was a merchant trying to find a solution, it didn't exist. But when I was a startup trying to build a solution, then I started seeing other startups that were attempting to build a solution as well. So there were other startups that were attempting to build something. A lot of them were last mile solutions trying to work again, still in Accra. But it's only recently that I'm seeing startups that are trying to go across the country, and other bigger organizations like Ghana Post trying to also digitize quite a bit. So those are the only attempts I've seen. But back then, there weren't a lot. It was still call your car on your phone or look, ask for somebody who can deliver the package. I think Uber was also picking up back then. So they were a very good alternative for delivering packages. But again, it's remarkably expensive. So there weren't any good solutions.
Now let's chat a bit about your solution. What is
Okay.
it that Sue brings to the market? What do you do?
So we've modified our business, pivoted at least twice now. We started as a ride-hailing business, right? Or rider-hailing business. So essentially, you have a mobile application and you could request for a rider to pick up a package. Initially, what we did was we partnered with Ad Logistics Services because we didn't want to have any hardware. And we essentially give you a recommendation of the closest, the most affordable, and the most highly rated drivers from other companies, right? So you'd request for it, and then we'd give you three options. And people loved that. They picked up quite a bit. They liked being able to see options for other companies. And that grew for quite a while. But then it's, eventually we realized that we couldn't control quality as much as we wanted. So we pivoted again. And this time we became more of a platform, right? I'm going to skip ahead a little bit. But our latest is essentially we are acting as an ecosystem, a technology to enable logistics companies work their operations, right? So rather than trying to be front-facing where we have a mobile application launched in the market, we're essentially going to the roots of the problem and trying to solve it where the companies exist. Because working over the last 3 years, we realized that the problems are not necessarily in terms of access anymore, right? There are enough platforms out there that can give you access to logistics companies. But the problem is that these companies don't work efficiently enough to get to any form of scale. We've identified two types of companies in this market. There are small companies that have very few drivers and vehicles, and they work at very small scale, 3 to 5 vehicles. They have a few customers that they have very close personal relationships with, and they make it work. Then there are very large companies that run hyper inefficiently, like really, really big companies. And they have hundreds of employees, they have hundreds of customers, but then they need hundreds of employees to be able to satisfy these hundreds of customers, right? So the efficiency is very small. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to make it such that even a small company with a limited number of staff can actually serve a much larger amount of customers. So if you have three bikes, you don't need three customer support employees to support you, right? Our technology allows you to be significantly more effective with how you receive your orders, how you dispatch your orders, how you send updates to customers, and then how you manage the entire supply chain. So with one or two customer support agents, you can support up to 500 orders in a day, right? Because most of the processes have been streamlined. So customers, you don't need to call customers to give them updates. You don't need to text them. All of that is automated. So that's a gap we realized, that there are enough delivery companies in the space trying to make it work. We just need to enable these delivery companies with technology and with the capabilities for them to be able to work in the 21st century, right? So that's what our platform does. It's a 360 software package that enables logistics companies to dispatch their products, pick up from customers, and deliver to consumers at scale without needing to invest a large amount in human resources.
Okay, that's interesting. And if I may ask, what kind of technologies does your system run on? Is it AI, is it machine learning, and all of those things? What technologies really is behind the value you bring to your clients?
The majority of the work is done in the back end with the core technology itself. We run on a number of things. We have machine learning algorithms that make routing more efficient, that make it easier for you to dispatch a large number of orders. For example, if you have 200 orders in the morning, our systems would create them into batches to enable you to dispatch them very effectively. So your drivers take very short routes and are super efficient at delivery. So we have all those things in the back end. We also have interfaces that enable communication. One of the biggest things about the logistics space is it's mostly about communication, right? That's a secret trick. Yes, delivering the package is important. Yes, delivering it on time is important. But the truth of the matter is communication is one of the biggest factors that are usually ignored, right? People want information about what's happening. They want information about timing. They want information about the conditions of things that are moving on, right? You need to inform the managers. You need to inform the riders. You need to inform the customers. So we've built a variety of interfaces that essentially allow the stakeholders in the logistics supply chain to work in concert. So typical example, you have a merchant that sells, let's say, cake. She wants you to move the cake from one side of the city to another, right? She'd have an interface where she'd be able to put in that order for it to funnel directly to the logistics service. They get notified. Then they can go to their dashboard, see which orders they have, assign it to any of the available drivers. The driver gets notified. Then the driver sees the orders on their mobile application, which we provided, and then they're able to go to the customer, pick up the package. Once they pick up the package, they notify everybody. So the managers, the receivers, everybody's notified that, yo, Kofi has picked up your package, get ready. Then they move to the receiver, they receive the package, they take proof of delivery, whether it's a signature, it's an OTP, or whatever it may be, and then everybody's notified that the delivery is completed. This is how much you're supposed to pay. You give the money to the driver. Again, everybody is kept in the loop, right? So you don't have a situation where any part of the stakeholders are misinformed or out of the loop, meaning you don't need as many human beings to make sure that you've executed the entire supply chain, reducing difficulty by a lot. So the technology is compassive. We have mobile applications. We have chatbots. We have web apps. We have a whole suite of things that enable a logistics company to work effectively, right? And it's something that we're still building. At the moment, we're working on different plugins with systems like Shopify. We're trying to
Okay.
expand the connections and integrations that we have with other systems. We have an open API that allows you to connect to any existing CRM or legacy application you might have. And that's
Okay.
something we found that's very important. So essentially, we're trying to put what you might take a logistics software company, put it into a subscription product, and then offer it to every logistics company in the market, completely democratizing whatever technology that a company like Uber or a company like Yango might have access to, and giving it to everybody to increase the quality of standard across the entire country. So that is what we're building.
Okay, that sounds very interesting. So I take it that you do, it doesn't matter the kind of company, delivery company you are, logistics company you are, they are able to utilize your solution to run their activities and
Yes.
their operations effectively.
Yes, we initially started dealing with just delivery companies because that was a niche, right? But we quickly realized that when it comes to logistics problems, it doesn't exist just with delivery companies, right? There are people who
Okay,
have their
interesting.
own oil and gas companies. They run some of the largest logistics chains in the country. Agricultural suppliers, people who move products from rural areas to urban areas, they have very complicated logistics chains, right? And they don't have any tools to make it to enable them. Pharmaceutical companies, retailers, distributors, manufacturers. So we realize that the scope of the problem is much larger than the e-commerce market or the parcel delivery market, right? So we're building our technology to be able to generalize to all of these use cases. In fact, we've even seen applications in emergency health response with ambulances, where somebody might need to dispatch an ambulance or even a helicopter to a customer. So the scope of the technology is not just for parcel delivery. We're looking at handling and building an operating system for all forms of logistics needs. Any heavy logistics business, which is majority of businesses, could take advantage of our solution to expand their business.
That's very interesting. You've mentioned something interesting I would like to talk a bit more about a little later in this conversation. So just to understand a bit more, I hear you say you are developing the solution to make it available to all of these players. Have you been able to onboard these other players yet, or it's just something that's still in the works?
Majority of our companies right now are still delivery companies, but we are running pilots with a few other use cases: emergency response, agri. We recently won a grant to push the agri angle much heavier. That was an APSA grant. So I'm not sure if that means that's good, but those are use cases that we are pushing. So it usually requires a few additions to the software. So we are touching each use case one by one. Right now, the focus is on mostly agri as an additional use case. But again, we are doing a pilot in Nigeria with an emergency response business as well. And one thing that we also find very important is the solution is not meant to survive just in Ghana. It's something we're building to be as internationalizable across Africa as much as possible. So we are running other pilots in other countries with other stakeholders.
That sounds very interesting. Now I see that one of the main things you mentioned about the problems in the industry is this fragmented nature, and your solution is trying to resolve that. Are there other being a player in the space, because I'm sure you've had to do a lot of research with whichever angle you are trying to take your business in, are there other challenges you think the market still has, which has not been tackled yet?
A lot of the problems are very systematic. I think when it comes to logistics, the more complicated a supply chain, the more funny enough productive it is, in my opinion. So if you take,
That's
for
interesting
example,
to hear.
the supply chain of a pencil, and this is a very popular example when it comes to supply chain. You need to think about where did the wood from the pencil come? Where did the lead come from? Where did the paint on the pencil come from? What did the eraser on the pencil? It was probably manufactured from multiple different materials, right? So it comes from all over the world. A single pencil could have a very complicated supply chain from more than 7 countries just to manufacture a pencil, right? And all of that is fueled by logistics. I think one of the biggest problems we have, and it might be something that handles that grows in sequence with the logistics space, is that we don't have enough manufacturing, right? There's
When you say you don't have enough manufacturing, you mean in reference to Ghana, right?
Yes, in reference to Ghana, yes. If
Okay.
you want logistics to boom, you need the manufacture, you need products to move, you need manufacturers to move more, you need them to be doing that. But we are mostly a retail industry. We import and then we sell locally, right? So that's limited. There's only so much you can do if you're not actually manufacturing things. So I think one of the biggest problems that logistics industry has in terms of growth potential is because we don't have enough in terms of manufacturing. We don't move enough. Right. If we're to fix that problem, then in concept, we could improve the logistics space and make it significantly larger than it currently is. Right. So I think that's probably the biggest problem, but that isn't necessarily a logistics problem, right? It's more of a macroeconomic ecosystem
Yeah,
problem.
challenge. Okay.
Exactly. So
I get you.
I think apart from that, efficiency, and which is what we're trying to solve, is still the biggest problem. As long as you can streamline the information and make it more efficient, then within themselves, you can improve the bottom line for companies, right? But as I said, if the top line doesn't exist where you have manufacturers moving products, then you have a challenge. So I would think that's why we should start moving things, encouraging people to make more things in the country and to sell more things that are made here. Then you have more logistics companies survive.
Okay, and I do understand that building a manufacturing base is the maybe the next thing that we should look at when we think about logistics or progressing logistics in Africa. But and especially being somebody with a heavy background in technology and engineering, are there technologies that you think can move us in this direction better?
Can you clarify when you say the direction? Are you referring to the manufacturing or are you referring to
Yes.
the things?
Well, in the future, if we want to enhance efficiency of the logistics industry, are there other technologies that can push us in this direction? With having just with considering the background of manufacturing as you have described it as a challenge for the
Oh,
future.
I see. There are a few, but there are still big question marks. I think one trend that became a bit noticeable recently is in electric vehicles. There are a number of startups that have popped up in the space that are making delivery more cost effective, right? And there are a variety of solutions that have been experimented with. And essentially, we've tried all of them. There are some companies that have swappable batteries. There are some companies that you charge directly. There are some companies that are bicycle based. There are some companies that are more performance motorcycle based, right? And I think it's interesting, but I think it doesn't have enough interest from a governmental perspective to really make it thrive. It's mostly being pushed by private organizations and NGOs that are making it evolve, right? And I think it's a missed opportunity. Africa has the opportunity to evolve in a direction when it comes to industrial evolution, in a direction that's more sustainable than what we've seen in the first, second, third industrial revolution, right? And it seems like at least in Ghana, we're not paying too much attention to it. But in countries like Kenya and mostly in East Africa, there are huge trends towards it. There are multiple different those governments are taking it as a much bigger challenge, and they are digitizing and electrifying most of their supply fleets as fast as they possibly can. That comes with some challenges because you need to have the power grid to be able to sustain such a thing, but it makes the cost significantly less. In fact, in one of our experiments, we realized that the cost of operating an electric bike or a specific electric bike was like 40% less than an internal combustion engine, right? But that was during when the fuel was spiking, right? But at the very least, you have like a 30% efficiency gain. And a 30% change in cost for a small logistics company is huge. It's
Huge.
very, very big, right? It takes it from being barely sustainable to being significantly more appreciable. And if you have the situation where the margins for logistics are bigger than they currently are, you'd have a lot more people moving into it, right? So I would say that probably we should be exploring alternatives to fuel and looking for solutions that make it easier for people to reduce costs. As I said, efficiency is one way of going about it. Software helps you reduce costs, but sometimes the hardware is also a perspective we should be looking at. While the software is trying to make sure that every driver is spending a kilometer with the maximum number of packages, you have the physical hardware making sure that the cost of the operations itself is also lower, right? And it's something we're also trying to help support as well. So I would say that that's probably the other significant trend I've seen that we could take advantage of to move the entire industry forward.
Okay, that sounds good.
Reimagining the logistics industry.
Now, I think I'd want us to, you know, quickly wrap up this conversation. But the final question for me would be then that, from where you sit, right? Yeah. I'd say 5 years is a bit of a short stretch, but then maybe in the next 5 to 10 years, how do you reimagine logistics being in Africa? Maybe taking Ghana as an example and then scaling it up to the rest of, you know, the continent. How do you see our logistics space developing, progressing and growing?
Yeah. Well, I will paint you a path rather than a prediction.
Okay.
The global economy is changing, right? There are trade blocks that are forming that are more localized than globalized. So, for example, in the past, everything was a lot of things were manufactured in China and then exported to other countries for their retail, right? The world is shifting towards having more localized production. And in Africa, we have the opportunity to support more cross-border trade. I think that's where most of the significant growth will come from. I don't think it's going to be a single country expanding its own supply chains to be the best. I think the countries would have to work together. The African Continental Free Trade Agreement was a step in the right direction, although I'm not seeing as much engagement as I would like with startups. I think the MasterCard Foundation is doing quite a lot of good work in the ecosystem. But I think cross-border trade is something we really should be paying attention to. You will likely see countries become specialized in certain products, maybe Ghana, Ivory Coast in agriculture. You might have Nigeria be focused on oil production and fertilizer. You might have countries like Kenya be maybe more technological and service-based.
Yeah.
But you will see more specialization per country, right? And once you have that, you have the ability to then have more advanced applications of your economy. Then you will see more cross-border trade. Ghana will be trading with Nigeria, oil. Nigeria will be buying from Ghana, agri products. Then the whole economy would advance. So instead of being fragmented countries with tiny GDPs, Ghana being, I think, $50 billion or so in GDP, and the whole continent being like $1 trillion in GDP, you might have everybody go 5x because now we are specializing on what we do, which is always a better activity boost. So within 5 years, I think we should be looking forward to more cross-border activities. You'll see more companies trying to move things from one country to another to find to fix inefficiency gains. And you see the economy develop in that direction. So in terms of investments, that's probably where I would look towards too.
Wow, that's very interesting. And I really do see what you mean. Once we specialize together, we grow more of what we have the capability to do best at. And then, you know, it genuinely improves and grows the entire continent. Thank you very much, Kweku. This has been a very interesting and insightful conversation. And we'll definitely share the general feedback with you because all we do in the program is logistics-based and logistics-focused. So once we're done with putting our report together, we'll share that with you. And also whichever mentions you've made that we would want to put in our podcast, we'll get your approval first and then...
Sure. Put it out there. Conversation. Thank you.
Okay. Awesome.